Father, help us to recall all of the blessings of knowing you. Please allow us to understand your ways and to enjoy you in everything that you have for us. Please help us to empty ourselves of worldly desires and ambitions. Give us ears to hear as we examine your word this morning. Help us to recall and rejoice in the work of your beloved Son on the cross. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time in our worship service, it is to remember Jesus and to remember what he did for us on the cross. So as we worship this morning, please turn to Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me." What does it mean to be crucified with Christ? We are reminded in Milton Vincent's The Gospel Primer that the gospel is not simply the story of Christ and him crucified. It is also a story of our own crucifixion. So what did Paul mean? Did he mean that he physically hung on the cross with Jesus and was crucified along with him? No. Nor was it some emotional experience that Paul was talking about. When Paul stated, "I am crucified with Christ," he meant that on Calvary's cross, Jesus took my place and died, and on my behalf, and I belong to him. To be crucified with Christ means that when he actually hung on the cross, I hung there, in that Christ knew me, and he was assuming my place before God on his judgment seat. That is what Jesus said in John 10:11. "I laid down my life for my sheep." And in Isaiah 53, "Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging, we are healed." All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. In his letter to the Galatians, Paul is referring to the wonderful truth of substitution. Those four breathtaking words, "gave himself for me." The Son of God gave himself for me on my behalf as my substitute. To be crucified with Christ, that by grace you were in whose place, you were one in whose place and for whose sin Jesus died. You were with him in the sense that God gave him to take your sins upon himself. Jesus came to receive the punishment that was due to you. This is what it meant. This is what he meant. "I have been crucified with Christ." Christ knew me. Christ knew my name. He loved me. One author states, "These words were written by God not simply for us to analyze or to take apart or to marvel at, but it was given by the Holy Spirit to be our own, not simply something to admire, to store away in our minds somewhere, or to go our way, but to be ours, to be written upon our hearts by the Holy Spirit. End quote. So what does it look like to be crucified with Christ? Christ not only died to pay for our sins, but he died to deliver us from bondage from those sins. Romans 6:6 tells us, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. Christ's death for you was not only in terms of payment, of bearing God's wrath and obtaining forgiveness for sins, but it was also in terms of deliverance and ransom. Paul says, I live no more. As it says in Titus 3, we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures. Yes, we believers were once enslaved to various lusts and pleasures. We were willing servants of sin. But the good news is that Christ died to destroy that bondage so that now we can live a new life with holy affections, Christ in me. Now we can experience repentance and sorrow and striving against sin and have a joy in God. In a few minutes, the men will serve us bread and juice. In communion, when the bread is broken, it symbolizes the breaking of Christ's body. And when the cup is poured out, it symbolizes Christ's death for us. If you are here and by your own confession, you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, please know that we are so grateful that you're here. If you heard anything today, I hope it is that Paul said he gave himself for me. It is the most wonderful thing you will ever hear. Christ loved me and gave himself for me. And that must be your personal confession. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. And you can know it if you are crucified with Christ. And you can know whether he lives in you. You can know that with certainty. But if the cross means nothing but judgment to you, then you do not have that personal relationship with Christ. This confession is personal. I cannot make it for you, and you cannot make it for me. The Holy Spirit has to write it on our hearts. But if you refuse to believe these truths, please allow the bread and the juice to pass you by. For those of you who are believers and identify with being crucified with Christ, join us in examining your hearts and celebrating and remembering our Savior. If you have unrepentant sin, we plead with you on behalf of Christ to confess and forsake your sin. And if restoration is needed, if restoration needs to take place, please be restored and take communion with us. As you meditate over the bread and the juice, please consider and wonder at the fact that this is a picture of his death for us, and recall what it means to be crucified with Christ. When you are ready, you may take communion on your own. Men, please come and serve us the bread and the juice.